Just about 8:10, Mix 94.7 KMCH. Here we are on a very crisp, a very rude, cold Thursday morning. Chris Heyer along with me. Chris, we were just talking off the air. There are benefits to living where the air hits your face, but we never got to those benefits. What were they again? Remind me.
We don't have a large contingency of venomous snakes for the most part.
Yeah, that, okay, that's one.
Or they're hibernating when it's cold. So.
Okay, I'll give you that because I hate snakes, so I will award points. We'll check the scoreboard at halftime. How are you, sir? How are things this morning?
Oh, good. It's a nice January day, and I think we planned the tree sale in effort to get people to think about the warmer days that are to come.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Especially where we're at now, because we've been spoiled. Let's be honest. We've been spoiled the last few weeks. It wasn't a terrible winter, but now here we go diving into the deep end without really without a prep to it. So help us think warmer weather. Let's talk about the conservation tree sales that are rocking and rolling through the middle of next month already.
Right. Yeah. So one of the best things I've ever heard is the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the next best time is tomorrow. But, you know, you're not going to plant a tree probably in frozen ground just quite yet. For the spring, though, it's time to start thinking about where you need these things, especially with the winter weather. It's always great to talk about windbreaks and windbreak trees on the north and west sides of homes or cattle buildings or just anywhere you want to be and be warmer. It's they do a good job once they get up about 5 to 7 years old. They start to really make a difference in that northwest wind that cuts in in our environment. And people are always surprised that it's so much warmer next to their house when they don't have that wind cut across the open field. And so, you know, that's always a good place to look. Conifers, you know, some real stout conifers for that kind of stuff is good to have. And you kind of want to mix it up a little bit. I know the arborvita look really good. But if you only have arborvita and we go through a lot of drought, or even in some other, you know, heavy winter, they don't do as well. So if you can mix in some spruce, and dare I say, sometimes the best tree to plant is a red cedar.
Okay.
Which are not, you know, the most beloved tree. But man, are they ever hardy, and it's hard to kill a red cedar. Anywhere in Iowa, it seems like they are very adapted and they do really good. I know they don't look very good, but make a heck of a windbreak tree.
And of course, down in Cedar Rapids, where my home is, you know, trees are at a scarcity because of the derecho a few years ago. You're seeing a lot being planted, but you know, can I just grab a random tree? Like, oh, I'm going to put this one here. I mean, are there things I need to consider, Chris? Like, all right, if I'm going to plant it next to this, it needs to be this variety. Or if I want to put it here, what's that conversation like?
Right. So you really don't want to put some trees in a very moist environment. Some do not do well in that environment. You know, oaks, as an example, you know, if we're going to plant a yard tree, something's going to be there for a long time, albeit they do grow rather slow. Most of them prefer dry feet. So if you had a wetter area, you wouldn't want to probably put oaks there. There is a swamp white oak, which tolerates water better. But, you know, maples are usually going to be more tolerant of those wetter conditions. And then dry conditions is one where that cedar really shines. As most people know, cedars will grow out of rocks. And then some of the shrub species do better in dry conditions. But if you get on the sandier stuff, you probably want to give the office a chat and come up with what would grow well here, because those can be kind of challenging, challenging soils to get some of these species to really do well in. So,
well, let's talk about details of the sale. And then I want you to give everybody that phone number, because I know people are going to have questions. It goes now through the 21st of February. When, where, and how much? Let's start with that.
Yep. So the tree sale started on January 6th. They go to February 21st. It's first come, first serve. We reserve a certain amount, and sometimes they can flex. So it's important to get your order in, not on February 20th, but maybe in the next couple weeks. And that sure makes the staff out there happy when you put your order form in early. And so the trees, this year the list is quite a bit shorter, just on availability this year was a little bit off. Usually we have a pretty good assortment of potted trees. This year we only have the Technia arborvitae and the Black Hill spruce in 2 gallon pots. So they're $18, which is an increase from last year because we usually only get 1 gallon potted stock. And then the bare root prices have gone from $2 to now $3.50. There's a minimum order of $10.50. So if you're going to order, make sure you're going to get your, the biggest bang for your buck. We don't guarantee any survival. They usually, come in the second or third week in April. Mother Nature does throw curveballs, but the district's really good about sending out a postcard the week before the trees show up. So everybody who puts in an order form will get a postcard that they are coming, and then they always have been picked up out at the fairgrounds out there. So
gotcha.
Kind of business as usual.
Gotcha. And let's talk about cost. You mentioned the cost went up a little bit. Obviously, everything has.
Right.
What about cost? Is there like a cost share program or anything that kind of helps divert some of that? Is that possible?
There absolutely is. You need to check with the office on that to see where they're at on their funds. But yes, the REAP program on funds windbreaks. You have to be able to put in 3 rows, which can be a bit of a challenge because a lot of people don't have that much room to put in the 3 rows of trees. To be eligible for that cost share, and just general tree plantings in general is something that we do on farmland and out and about if people are looking to plant trees. REAP pays for that as well. There's a 2-acre minimum. But if that's something you're kind of interested in exploring and want more details, I would strongly suggest to contact the office and see if we can help you out.
So here's what we know. It goes now through the 21st. You're going to pick them up at the fairgrounds. Do I just call the office and say, I want these trees? Do I go online? How do I get this all ordered and set up?
Yep. So you're going to stop out and pick up an order form or contact the office to get an order form sent to you. I'll give you that number here in a second when we finish up. We can get that to you. You can either pick it up or we can send it out either way. So.
Gotcha. Okay. And now the fun part. Everybody get your pencil and paper ready because here comes the phone number to call.
Yep.
You can call Chris anytime if you need, you know, lottery numbers, if you want to help him, have him help you pick your Super Bowl. No, mostly just call about trees and conservation. Chris, what's that number they can get a hold of you?
So they can call the office at 563-927-4590 extension 3. And that'll be the Delaware SWCD and NRCS office on that side. And then if you want to come out and stop in person, it's right behind Walmart on South 12th Street.
Absolutely. And then when it comes to planting these things, I'm betting you guys have a good, helpful pamphlet or, you know, the know-how to say, all right, you're going to want to do this. Here's the best way to go about it. Or, you know, give me $20, buy me a steak dinner, I'll come out and help you.
Yeah, I don't know about the steak dinner, but, we do usually have a little pamphlet that kind of tells you tree care. Certainly when you pick up your trees, get them in the ground right away. They go through quite a bit of stress when they come out of the ground, when they're plucked out, and it's best to get them put back in as quick as you can. If you put water on them for a couple days, they might be okay, but your survival is going to be a whole lot more. They're meant to be in the ground, so that's where they need to go as soon as they can.
My friend Eileen Lone, who was a meteorologist, now she is a master gardener, and she told me the best thing about trees, because I planted a bunch, the first year they creep, the first year they sleep, the second year they creep, the third year they leap. Is that true?
I believe so, yeah. Well, when they take them out of the ground, they pluck off quite a bit of the root. So yeah, that first year, they're growing, but not that we can see. It's just all below ground. So yeah, that is very true. People ask all the time about sizes. Does it matter? We have smaller stock that's not in the pots, and it seems like they catch the bigger potted stock in a couple years.
Gotcha. Well, Chris, before I let you get back to it, give everybody the phone number again, how they can get a hold of you, where they can find you.
Yep. It's going to be 563-927-4590, extension 3, or stop by at the office at 200 South 12th Street, Manchester.
Chris Heyer, the man with the master plan when it comes to making the outdoors look nice. Always good to talk to you, my friend. You stay warm, and we'll see you soon, all right?
Thank you very much.
There you go. There goes Chris. We thank him.